Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Kyle Tucker's not better than Juan Soto, not any of this nonsense we've talked about. Juan Soto we loved. Juan Soto helped get us to a World Series. Juan Soto was super clutch. Juan Soto, I will always be grateful for what happened in 2023 for, and I will stand to my feet and give him a standing ovation. That's it.
That's very classy of you, I got to tell you. I don't know if I believe you, but it's very classy of you because Mike Hampton, and I know it's not a perfect comparison, but the Mets acquired Mike Hampton before the 2000 season. He was a free agent to be and had a very good year and had a classic postseason moment. He was the NLCS MVP, kind of similar to Juan Soto, even though he wasn't the ALCS MVP. We get it. He pitched a complete game in Game 5. The image of the Mets winning the pennant was Mike Hampton being carried off the field, okay? Then he leaves as a free agent for the money. He signs with the Colorado Rockies. He lies through his teeth, and he says, I went there for the school system. When Mike Hampton came back...
God, what a weak,
what a weak reason.
Yeah, is that weak?
It's a weak reason. I won't want to try that. I want him to say, I like the Queens school system better than the Bronx.
They're going to private school.
No, no, you know what he's got to say.
But my point is, real quick, I booed the crap out of Mike Hampton.
I booed the crap out of my own players.
I think you're lying. I want to make that clear. I think you are so full of crap.
Well, you can join me at the game.
I know I'm going to be with all of us are going to be at that game. I wouldn't do that. That's all I'm saying. Like, God bless you if that's what you do. Yeah. But I remember being in a similar-ish situation, and I wanted to boo the crap out of that guy, and I did.
I say this about anything in life, sports teams, coworkers, anything. You leave somewhere for the best financial position for you and your family, I got nothing but love
all
for
right.
you.
All right, what were you going to say now, Tommy?
You got to find something that people in the Bronx value, whether it's pizza, the food, something, and say it's better in Queens. I'll brainstorm this, and I'll get it to the Mets. That's what you need to do.
The answer is the fans. That's where people take
stadium,
it very personal.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a story going around, and you tell me, Tiki, if you believe this. And I wasn't aware of it, but I did my research to find out that yesterday when the New York Mets were officially tweeting that Juan Soto was a Met, they tweeted something out that said, spectators. Come out and see Juan Soto this year. In fact, it said, spectators, see Juan Soto at Citi Field this season. I didn't think much of it, just other than why would you call them spectators?
Right.
It's really weird. Apparently, there's a Yankee social media account, I guess has a few followers.
Run,
I'm not familiar
run
with
by
them.
The Yankees?
No, by Yankee fan.
Okay.
Like a Yankee fan account that tweeted, how could Juan Soto go to Queens? They're spectators there, but in the Bronx, they're diehard, crazy fans. And I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
So the thought was this Met social media 27-year-old kid or whoever decided to troll this Yankee guy by saying spectators.
Yeah, it's clever.
So my point is, that's how you troll, by talking about the fans. Curtis Granderson did this when he signed with the Mets. I think he said, yeah, Met fans are better than Yankee fans. And it pissed Yankee fans off. Meanwhile, they had no emotional attachment to Granderson. They didn't even love him, even though he was a decent Yankee. And they didn't want him back.
Right.
Yet that comment triggered them. So to answer your question, I mentioned this earlier. Just say Met fans are better than Yankee fans.
More diehard fans.
Yeah.
And Yankee fans are more bandwagon, fair-weathered, you know.
If he does
Johnny
that,
come lately.
The Broadway types.
Yeah. If he does that, he lights the city on fire.
He that's will be the greatest athlete in the history of New York sports.
That's how he becomes a villain. I don't think he's doing that.
Hey, Sean, if he does that, would you give him a standing ovation when he comes back?
Yeah, because he's lying.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he went to Queens because it smells less like urine than other parts of the city.
Okay. Let's go to Dylan in Floral Park. What's up? Yes, that's actually true. What's up, Dylan?
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Evan, I'm disappointed in you. I got to be honest.
Go ahead,
Tommy, positive,
positive Tommy and I talked about after the Mets got eliminated, how this was a team.
Mm-hmm.
Big Frank, I saw one of the NLCS games with, he said, Sandman's a good family man. The Mets are a community. The fans care a lot more. Listen to every Yankee fan calling, oh, we didn't really want him. That dude hit a home run that got you to the World Series. Pete Alonso signs with the Yankees tomorrow, which is never going to happen. He's still my favorite Met, arguably, of all time, behind Piazza and maybe DeGrom.
Dylan, you may be an exception on this, but do you remember what Met fans said about Jake when he went to Texas?
Yeah, people were pissed, and I yelled at all of them.
Okay, well, why I said we're on the same page here. But don't lecture me then, because you know how Met fans are so much better with when they lose a free agent. That's a bunch of horse crap, and you know it. Because all they did was take Jacob DeGrom, one of the greatest pitchers in this franchise's history, and drag him through the mud. So don't give me that garbage. Don't waste my time with that, and don't trigger me, because that does trigger me. Don't act like we're better than them. We're not. Now, I hope our team is better than them. I hope the Mets win 105 games this year.
Right.
And I hope Juan Soto wins the MVP. But don't give me that garbage when we're only 2 years removed from yourself, Dylan, from Lugie, because he was on the right side of history, and from me fighting with Met fans who all they wanted to do was take shots at DeGrom and act like he couldn't wait to leave. It was a lie then. It's a lie now. So don't give me that. All right? Good. We're on the same page.
It was definitely fan fiction with Jake.
Thank you.
By the way, chopped cheese, if Juan Soto says that it's better in Queens, I'm being told, than the Bronx, he is the joker of this town.
Really?
So Juan, or anybody at the Mets, if you're listening, feed this to Juan.
Chopped cheese or the fans are better.
Those are the two big ones.
Interesting.
Or hollow grounds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
City Field better than Yankee Stadium.
But that's just so stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, Evan, a lot of this is, though, if you think about it.
I don't know. That one's over the top.
I mean, Juan Soto went from a top five player in baseball. If you ask a Yankee fan right now, he's an aging 265 DH that can't play right field.
That's true.
All of this is coping.
The only thing I don't want to hear from Juan Soto, just because it'll give me bad memories, is if he says, hey, just got here, got the tour, and those two championship trophies look very lonely. If he says that, I'm going to get horrible flashbacks.
Right, because you're going to sound just like Aaron Rodgers.
That's what Aaron Rodgers said. And guess what? They're still very lonely.
Please don't.
Let's go to Robert in North Bergen, New Jersey. How are you, Robert?
Perfect. Appreciate you guys. How are you, gentlemen?
We're good.
Good, good. Oh, really quick. So I'm happy that I have Sean on the line. I have Tommy, Positive Tommy. You, Evan, and respectfully you as well, Tiki. So really quick. I'm a Bleacher Creature. I'm 35 years old. And I'm Dominican, right?
Okay.
So the reason why I say that is because, Evan, all week you've been saying the Yankee fans, oh, my God, we're going crazy, that we don't know what to do with our lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's BS. Reason why, we had him for a year. We were thankful that he took us to the World Series. Not only thankful, remember, Giancarlo did his thing as well.
Yeah, yes, he did.
But don't also forget, in the best team, when Soto had his best year in the career, don't forget who was MVP of that season. That's one. Two, you guys had to cater to him. This is like when your wife, when you got the pants on, but your wife got the belt. It's the same thing you guys did right now.
By doing what?
You had to give him 22 seats. Hold on. I'll click and I'll listen. You guys had to give him 22 seats,
yeah.
A suite, hold the number for him, and everything else that we don't know about that's set behind doors. And you know how that works, Tiki.
Yep.
You've been in contract. You know how that works. So with all that being said, I'm so thankful that the Yankees did not do that.
Oh, come on.
I wanted him back. I wanted him back 100%. Anybody that tells you that's BS,
yeah, but Robert, you really are bothered, or you would have been bothered if the Yankees said, you know what, we're going to change our sweet rule instead of just giving you a discount.
You know what? 100%.
Why?
That sets a precedent. That sets a bar. That means in 5 years, another guy is better than Soto. Oh, you know what? Let's give his family now 30 seats because it's his favorite number. What? That's BS.
But Robert,
you guys
if
have
that,
to do that.
But
don't
no,
ever say that you guys are Big Brother in this town.
Well, first of all, I'm not talking about Big Brother. That's the shtick for Tommy and others. I'm just talking about getting a really good baseball player on the team.
Yeah,
so if you got a problem with them, fight with them.
No, I think what he's saying is that the Yankees organizationally wanted to be true to themselves. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just what they are. And you could hear it when Brian Cashman was asked about the suite situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very succinct and very straightforward. Our guys make a lot of money, you know, great players. They buy their own suites.
Do you not think that maybe it's a policy that should change? Is that really the hill you need to die on?
It's just who they are.
Okay, well, they've done a lot of things that may not be what they should do now.
Here's the problem, I think. I think what the Met fan is now saying is they're trying to disrespect the Yankee way. And by saying the Yankees should change their policy as an outsider is disrespectful to the Yankees because they've always done it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if a star player wants a suite and making a ton of money, a star player is going to buy a suite. That's just the way it's always been. So why should that change?
Because it could help you. In negotiations. It didn't matter in Aaron Judge's case because clearly Aaron Judge wanted to come back.
Yeah,
but it's a small little thing that could help.
I don't think Robert,
who's a good Yankee fan sitting in the bleacher creatures, really cares if they're giving out a suite or not. Like, that's just fake stuff. He doesn't really care about that.
Okay, it is fake stuff. So why do you care about it?
I don't. I'm just advising.
Then why are Met fans bringing it up? Why is Tommy bring this thing up? Honestly, it's nothing. And it's actually frustrating to like keep talking about it because who gives a you know what?
It's just an added bonus in a contract. And by the way, I didn't bring it up.
It really?
Robert brought it up because he said the Mets had to cater to him on everything.
But people,
like giving the suites the worst thing in the world. Do you think it was pathetic the Mets gave him a suite?
Because
that's what he said.
It's what the Mets do.
Okay.
All Robert was saying is the Yankees don't do that. And so the Yankees are a certain way. I'm sure the Rangers are a different way. I'm sure the Tampa Bay Rays, who give nothing, are a third way or a fourth way. Right? The Mets, they're that way.
Okay, but I'm not going to apologize to Robert for saying, "Oh, the Mets are so pathetic. Look what they did. They had to give in." That's what he said, not me.
But what you're saying is that the Yankees should consider it, and it's just not the Yankees.
Well, I'm responding to the Mets did something wrong. Do you think they did something wrong?
They didn't do anything wrong.
They're just
Steve Cohen chooses to run his organization the way that he runs his organization. The Yankees have run their organization the way they run their organization.
Well, it was phrased by our last caller.
It doesn't have to be ubiquitous. Every team doesn't have to do it the same. It's not a copycat league.
That's fine.
It's not, you do this, okay, we're going to do this. The Yankees have won a whole lot of games.
I agree.
The Yankees have been to the postseason a whole lot of times.
Do you agree with Robert?
The Yankees have a bunch of championships.
That's fine. Do you agree with Robert? He said the Mets are pathetic for giving in on to Juan Soto. That's what he said. So do you agree with him or not?
They're pathetic. I think he's saying it's pathetic relative to what the Yankees do.
Okay.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.